Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Voyage.
Was still rushing through my mind. Norma, who has been trying to turn me against Elias since I've been here, she was the demon in human form. She killed my parents. She had been causing all the chaos in the home, killing the patrons. I then looked to my right and saw that Elias suddenly looked completely better. Elias, you look great.
Yes, I told you. Just needed to get back.
Elias, I realized something that...
Amron, the demon... It's Norma.
Yes, exactly.
I've been suspicious of her for some time now, but she... It has been able to hide its true nature successfully.
You've been looking into her?
Yes. Subtly. Because if she was a demon, she would pick up on me investigating her. I thought maybe she just had a grudge because I was preferred by your parents. But now that I think of it, she appeared out of nowhere. I didn't question it because we needed the help, but one thing made me know she was not human. Possibly a demon.
What?
The totem she gave you to banish me. The one in your pocket.
How did you know I had that?
I'm a medium. I can sense dark objects. That totem in your pocket is filled with demonic energy. Only an infernal being would have something like that. Your parents just confirmed it.
Oh my God. All this time, she was trying to pit me against you, but why?
Because it hated that I was ferrying souls that died in this house and souls that it had killed to heaven. That's what this place is for it. A place to harvest souls.
But who summoned it?
I think it was unintentional. This house is already on a ley line, so it is a gateway in and of itself. My theory? My father's violence. It tainted this place. Made it susceptible to the invasion of demonic influence.
Didn't Herman die in the 80s?
Yes. But who knows, perhaps Amron lay dormant. Demons, like God, operate mysteriously. And sometimes without reason.
So, what do we do?
I know how to excise demons and exterminate. But the problem is I need to know what we're up against. I don't know demonology.
I know someone who does. Hello? Father Glenn?
Ah, Bob. I won't lie. After our last conversation, I'm less than enthused to speak. You're dealing with what sounds like a strong demon. If I communicate too much, I could become infected too. Please, make this quick.
Okay. We've figured out the demon's name. It's Amron. What do you know about the demon Amron? Father?
Bob, Amron is one of the 9 princes of hell. He is a herald of Satan himself. A commander of his legions of demons. He is unbelievably dangerous and powerful. Bob, if your home is infested by Amron, you need a professional exorcist. Someone from Rome to handle this.
Oh no. Elias?
There's no time for that.
Who is that? Bob, do not think about taking this demon on. Please. I can't be involved further. I need to go.
What do we do?
We confront it.
You heard him. He's a prince of hell. What makes you think you can take on the Mike Tyson of demons?
My faith, Bob. I'm not afraid of Amron.
Well, I fucking am.
I know, and you should be, Bob. But, Bob, I need your help. Just like with Herman, this level of extermination requires 2 voices.
Elias, I'm not an exorcist or a medium or even really a believer in God.
After all you've seen, you still don't believe?
I believe what I've seen. I know it all exists, but I'm still making sense of it all.
That's the thing about faith, Bob. It's simple. You just have to believe. Truly and honestly. And not only believe, but believe in the power of God and his ability to destroy the demon.
I don't know if I have that.
Well, you're gonna have to get it. Because we're doing this. Bob? Come on.
I'm scared.
It will follow you forever, Bob. It will never stop. It will possess you and drag your soul to hell. We have to send him back to Satan. Here. And now.
Okay.
You're both back. It was starting to feel quite lonely in here.
We know what you are, Amron.
What? Amron? Bob, what is he talking about?
You're a demon. Your name is Amron. I spoke to my parents, and they said...
Your parents? How did you do that? Another seance?
No. Elias brought them back to life for a bit.
Necromancy. And I'm the demon. Bob, necromancy is the zenith of evil magic. The fact that Elias did that...
It is an unfortunate thing, I admit. I didn't delight in doing it. But it needed to be done to confirm you are, in fact, the demonic presence in this house.
Bob, what have I done to make you think I'm this entity?
You gave me this! It's evil!
Is it? Or is it blessed? Did you ever stop to think that maybe this was Elias's plan all along? The resurrection. The totem. He's misleading you.
I suddenly felt my entire body go stiff. I locked eyes with Norma and watched in horror as her demure face twisted into the horrifying visage of a menacing monster with dark red skin, a ridged face, glowing yellow eyes. Horror washed through me. I felt the totem in my pocket pulsate, and then I heard the words echo in my head.
It is Elias. The evil is Elias. Use the totem. Say the words. Use the totem.
It felt like my entire body was on fire. I felt incapable of controlling my own actions. I reached into my pocket and took out the totem. I gazed at it in my hand as Amron continued to chant,
"Say the words,"
in my ear. But I felt resolve flow through me. My fears gave way to willpower, and I was able to smash the totem on the floor. It instantly severed the connection between us, and I was freed. I fell back to the floor, and Elias and I watched as Norma's visage finally melted away, and a shadowed creature, shrouded by a black miasma, floated on the top of the staircase.
You have no power here, Amron!
You both will know a fate worse than death.
Bob, get ready.
You cloak yourself in faith, wielding prayers like blades. But can you truly comprehend the abyss that stares back? I have danced in the nightmares of saints and whispered despair into the hearts of the faithful. Your incantations, your symbols of sanctity, they are but fragile barriers against the tempest of ancient chaos I command.
Silence, creature! Bob, with me. Take this book. When I tell you, begin repeating with me.
The scene was beyond chaotic. I shuddered in fear. Amron rose from the black miasma and showed his full form. It was humanoid, but also not. It had fur like a goat, wings like an eagle, a monstrously long head, multiple arms, some of which resembled the limbs of a lion, and a large mouth with 8 rows of teeth. It roared at us and began approaching. Elias took out a rosary and some sort of strange wand.
Elias!
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Bob, repeat amen when I say amen. Amen!
Amen!
I watched in horror as Elias suddenly lifted off the ground and slammed into the wall behind us. Flames erupted all over the house, black flames. Elias slowly got to his feet.
Bob, say the words with me. In the book, pick up the book. Read the top passage.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us.
Hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God,
have mercy on us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, strengthened by the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Blessed Michael the Archangel.
You have already failed.
I nearly passed out in an instant. Amron pointed at Elias, and Elias completely went up in flames. He was burning, immolating, but he didn't scream. He just fell to the floor, burning to a crisp.
No! No!
Elias, I will banish you from this place and drive you to hell.
Banish? Elias?
Bob! Come here, Bob. I need some time to regenerate. You must banish him. It has to be you.
How?
The passage I was reading. Finish it. Nothing is stronger than a new believer, a finder of their own faith. Nothing is stronger than a disbeliever accepting the light of heaven. You have to believe.
Okay. Yes, I do. I suddenly felt light, empowered, venerated, vigorous, as though some presence was operating through me. I rose to my feet, grabbed Elias's book as Amron hurled toward me, and with conviction and without fear, I yelled, "In the name of Jesus Christ, our God and Lord, strengthened by the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Blessed Michael the Archangel, of the Blessed Apostles Peter and Paul, and all the saints, and powerful in the holy authority of our ministry, we confidently undertake to repulse the attacks and deceits of the devil. Amron, defiler, deceiver! I cast you out from this place, back to your master in hell! I cast you out! I cast you out!" It's hard to fully describe what I saw past the moment I yelled the last bits of the rite. Amron just screamed and screamed, and the floor of the mansion itself opened up. And inside the gaping maw was not fire, but an all-encompassing darkness that was cold. The souls of many flew out of the hole as Amron sank into it. Before it was fully out of sight, it locked eyes with me and smiled. "Is it over?"
"Yes. Seems like it."
"Elias, you're fully healed. You were burned to a crisp."
"Yes. I should have been banished down to hell. But something kept me here."
"Banished? Elias, what is happening here?"
I have been barefaced lying to you this whole time, Bob. And it's time you knew the full truth. Give me some time, and we'll talk."
For a moment, I felt the distant urge to suggest we do another recording for the podcast, but then I took a pause. The podcast seemed like a ridiculous trifle at this point. I wanted to just talk. A couple of hours later, I decided to check the raw recordings we had done. I had been routinely sending out summaries of what was happening to Paul rather than the recordings themselves, and I suppose it was time to send out the full-fledged stuff so he could send them to an editor. I didn't want to do any more episodes after all. But when I checked the recordings, I was shocked.
"All right, we're recording. Let's get into it." "No, of course I do. I added after. It's long and I don't want to kill the momentum. You ready? Elias, let's start off with how you came to meet my parents and get into this vocation."
I was asking questions, and there was no response. Minutes of silence in between me asking Elias the questions. I didn't see Elias standing in the corner watching me play the recordings.
"I suppose that makes sense, that you wouldn't hear anything."
"What? Why?"
"Because I'm dead."
"What?"
"I'm a spirit."
"That doesn't... Are you fucking with me?"
"I'm not... here. Take this and read it out."
"Elias Turner, date of death, January 10th, 1988.
A year after my father passed, I committed suicide down in the cellar. Hung myself. What I had helped my father do, couldn't live with it. So..."
"I can't believe it."
"I woke up in a place betwixt this one and the afterlife. An angelic being stood in front of me and told me that I would remain on earth forever, bound to the house I killed myself in, but that I would have a purpose. The house was like a spiritual mousetrap. Anyone who died there got trapped as I was. But the being gave me abilities to ferry the souls that would pass there to the afterlife. I'm no medium, Bob. I'm in tune with the spirit world because I'm part of it."
"Oh my God, that's why you were suffering when we left to the cemetery. What about all the times you left on trips?"
"I was resting. Even ghosts need a respite. When I rest, I enter another plane of existence.
Do you sleep?
No, it's more of a meditation.
It all makes sense now, my God. Why? Why did you hide it from me?
Because you didn't become a full believer until last night. Because you still doubted the existence of all of this up until then.
But why set up a hospice here if this is a place that entraps souls?
Because of my abilities. This isn't the only home in the world that entraps souls. In fact, there are many. But none have a caretaker of souls like me. None have a Charon, as you called it. As much as this place traps souls, I can always guide them to the next life. Bob?
It's a lot to take in. I've been living with a ghost and a demon for the past few weeks.
Yes, you have. The question is, what now?
Well, the podcast is no good, but I'm somehow okay with that. Maybe it wasn't all for the money, or for the audience to be wowed by these ghost stories. It was just conversations. Conversations with a friend.
Bob, the hospice. I feel like a fool. I was reckless, inviting people here for years, only to have them die prematurely because of Amron.
It's not your fault. You didn't know. Amron hid behind your father's dark aura, conflated it to confuse you.
Exactly. If I had just banished my father from the start, I could have sensed Amron long ago and dealt with it. I want another chance.
Elias.
Partner with me to revamp the hospice.
Elias, I don't have any money. And how would we sustain it?
We'll figure it out. But let's just start with doing what we can, with what we have, to open it back up.
But part of me just wants to leave this all behind.
Your parents believed in you to continue this work with me.
I need to sleep on it. I need a few sleeps on it. It had been a whole month since Elias and I exterminated and banished Amron. Things were calm. Even the spirits of the house didn't show themselves as much, probably resting from years of terror living with that demon. Elias and I spoke minimally. I think we were both just processing all that had happened and wondering what next. No new hospice guests had booked a stay, and I hadn't yet worked up the courage to tell Paul the podcast was bunk. And of course, I then got the call. Hey, Paul.
Don't hey Paul me, Bob. Where the hell are the files? I've been waiting 4 fucking weeks, man. There's actual interest. You know how rare that is? The deal's gonna slip through our fingers.
It's dead, Paul. The podcast is dead.
What?
It didn't record well. It was corrupt.
All of them? All the recordings were corrupt?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't know how to tell you, but it's where we're at.
Okay. Just take your creepy friend and re-record the session. Do it today. Marathon session. So we can...
I can't do that, Paul. I'm done.
You're done?
Yeah. For a while. And I'm not re-recording. I'm going to focus on helping Elias run the hospice. Take up the reins for my folks.
Are you leaving the business?
For now. I'm sorry, Paul.
You really fucked me here, buddy.
Jeez! Oh, man. Now that you're a ghost, you think you can just appear next to me and scare the shit out of me?
So you decided?
Yeah. Let's get to work, partner. The hospice was doing well. Very well, in fact. We were getting guests around the clock. We were able to expand a bit and buy more beds, medicine, equipment. And I hired a few good-hearted volunteers to help us out for a time. I was able to secure some work as a writer for a progressive magazine, talking about the exorbitance of the U.S. medical system, and plugging our free hospice a bit. It wasn't the best pay, but it was enough to help the hospice grow bit by bit. One day, I had an unexpected visitor come to my door. Sharon!
Bob! Hey, I was passing by and Wow. So this is the place, huh? You really are living large.
I wouldn't say that. I live here, but it's about 20% livable. The rest of the home doesn't even have power, but I'm making it work.
I heard about your operation. The hospice.
Yeah, it's,
charitable. You're making a difference. Helping people. Caring for them. Never thought I'd see that.
Was I so awful?
You just weren't like this.
Thank you. I know my alimony hasn't reached quota for a while, but...
Don't worry about it right now. The work you're doing here is important. Do what you can.
Wow. Thank you. That means a lot. And, I figure the kiddo isn't with you?
With my parents for the weekend. But, why do you come visit him when he's back next weekend?
Yeah, I'd like that. Thanks, Sharon. Over the next months, I got a new agent and a book deal for a series of fun R.L. Stine-esque paranormal novels for preteens. Most of that money went to the hospice, and we ordered more staff, made the rooms way more hospital and modern. We ordered state-of-the-art medical equipment, expanded the kitchen, hired some cooks, and made a website. We were surged with an influx of guests, none of whom, to Elias or my delight, died prematurely. And every now and then, a patient would sadly die of natural causes. But then I would watch their spirit beam in delight as Elias led them to the large double doors of the house. And they would open, and a great light would spill into the house, and Elias would lead them up into the afterlife. It was hard work, but gratifying. I knew my parents would be happy and proud. I'd stumbled into a ghost story, but it turned out that for me, it might actually have a happy ending.
Elias the Caretaker is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, and Dan Benamore. Executive produced by Robert Mitchley. Based on Robert Mitchley's original story. Written and directed by Sarah and Scott Narr. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Joel Lippman. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. Starring David Pinion as Bob and Ben Van Diepen as Elias. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.